You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Good afternoon. With me in the studio now is Jackie Braithwaite. We're going to be finding out more about Inspiring Futures, a 9-week confidence building program run by Collective Calling to help people get back on their feet after COVID, after loss, or just generally in a season where many are struggling with their mental health, confidence, and seeing their future as something to look forward to. Having helped so many people with food over the last few years or so, they wanted to help people practically with tools to help themselves and inspire them to enjoy life. Welcome to the show, Jackie.
It's lovely to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's lovely to see you. It's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been a long, long while.
Yeah.
Some things don't change, but it's lovely to see you, Hannah.
Yes, and you. So this is fantastic. I mean, before we start talking about the programme, for listeners who don't know, I've done a few interviews with different people involved with Collective Calling, who I do believe do really amazing work. Mm. But just give a kind of summary who Collective Calling are and what they do.
Okay, so Collective Calling, we are NGO, non-profit organisation, a charity, and we're based in San Pedro, and it was started up by the lovely Gemma and Paul Carr 4 years ago. And it started off when when Paul was actually on mission somewhere else, and he was in Greece, and he saw there were street children literally with nowhere to go. So from that, they then have opened a centre of hope in Tanzania, and they have rescued so many children off the streets to reunify them with families, and just to help them build their lives. And then they came back here, and they have been providing so many families with food over the past 4 years. And of course, I think probably a year and a half after they started, COVID hit. Mm. And so many families found themselves without jobs, without income, without food, and really struggling. And so, as you know, lovely Audrey was part of the team that were pushing together food packs week after week to help families who were in need. And there are still so many families in need. I mean, we're so blessed because we have jobs, we have money in the bank, but there are some families that literally don't have money for nappies, for milk, for the basics. Mm-hmm. So Collective Calling have collectively, with so the help of so many other people, been able to help so many families. So it's just an amazing charity, yeah. An amazing charity. And Gemma and Paul are just amazing with the work they put in, the hours they put in, and so many people have come around to help them with that.
Yeah, definitely. It really has been heartbreaking, hasn't it, to see how many families or individuals have been suffering in this last year and a half, particularly who have ended up being out of work, haven't been able to pay their rent,
exactly.
Or their mortgage, and haven't been able to feed their children, their babies. I mean, literally, I've spoken to Audrey so many times about this, and she's been in tears frequently going out there trying to look after people and seeing the situation that people are in, and just complete dire straits, like don't know what to do with themselves. It's really, really awful.
And I think, because I'm quite new to this, I've been with them 6-7 months months now. So, I say I'm quite new to this because I think that when you first come into it, your heart is just broken so many times over. And I mean, I don't say that lightly because I think sometimes, you know, I remember actually being in the old studio and you had a little sign on the wall and it said, if you have a roof over your head and if you have a warm bed and food on your table, then, you know, we're really blessed. We're really lucky to know that we've got those things. And I think sometimes we really do take it for granted. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that in a genuine way for all of us. We don't think about it. But when you get a message from somebody saying, I've got no nappies for my child. And I mean, as as a parent, if you are a parent, you know how heartbreaking that is. It's not even you. Mm. It's your children. And so many people from COVID, I mean, it's just circumstances that they were in. So it is really heartbreaking. It is also really heartwarming to see the community come round. And, you know, I know that there was an event today with Costa Women, and so many people will give of themselves, will think of something that they can do and do it. So that's just an amazing thing to see as well.
Yes. And it's been really exciting to see Collective Calling start a charity shop. That's opened in this past year, hasn't it?
It has. And have you been to visit?
I have.
Oh,
I have.
Good.
Bought a few goodies. There's some great stuff in there. Good.
I was going to say, I think everybody that goes in there comes out with a bag fuller than they thought they were going to have. Yeah. We are just, you know, we have so many people giving amazing gifts of clothes, and not to offend any other charity shop, but you'll forgive me if I do promote our charity shop, not promote, but just big up our charity shop, that we just get some lovely clothes and some great evening dresses, some fashion wear labels and homeware and stuff. And again, it's a way of people giving back, you know, and I think that's what's so lovely to see, is people do want to give because they know the work that we do.
Yes, absolutely. So this is a new thing for Collective Calling, Inspiring Futures, a kind of course or program that you guys have put together. How did this come about?
So after COVID, I think that Gemma and Paul really wanted to find a way to feed people with more than food. I think there were so many people whose confidence just was so hit really badly during COVID. You know, I mean, I think if you were isolated on your own for 6 months, or if you were isolated and you're the breadwinner and suddenly you can't provide for your family, so many people were hit in that way. People lost family members. We had one lovely young man on the course whose mother died of COVID. And so we were just seeing firsthand the effect that COVID had had on people's confidence. And the cause is really to put people back on their feet. And of course, COVID, life in general, all the things that happen on a day-to-day basis can have a real effect on our confidence. I think mental health is such a big issue right now. Mm. So they wanted to do something practical to help people find their purpose in life, to find out who they are and what they can do, and some with practical tips as well.
It's a really lovely idea. So is this like a constant course that's like constantly running, or people start at the beginning and then have to sign up for the next one? How does it work?
So that's really how it works. We get 10 to 12 people and they start the course, and then it runs for 9 weeks. One of the wonderful things about the course is to see how people bond and actually become a support to each other and to see their gifts really coming out during the course as they build a very small community, a team where they're encouraging each other, where they are, you know, talking to each other about, oh, I see this in you, and can you help me with this? And so we see that really growing. So we do try and not have people on, so that they can, if people want to come on, then they come on for the next course. So we have 10 to 12 people who start the course, and then if people want to come on, they have to join the next course. Mm-hmm.
So. And how I know you say 9 weeks, but is that like once a week or how does that?
Okay, so it's 4 hours a week, 2 mornings, Monday and Wednesday, 10 till 12-ish. And so it's only 2 mornings, and then the rest of the week is really them putting out practically what they've learned during the week. So that's what it is. 9 weeks of 4 hours a week, 2 mornings a week. Oh, and goodness, that was a lot of... would you like to clarify that?
No, well explained.
Thank you.
And are you in the midst of your first course? Is that where you're at the moment?
No.
Or have you done a couple?
We've done a couple now. We've done 2 courses, and we decided that we would start another one now on the 10th of January, because we were just coming up to December. And as we stand and speak to each other in the bank holiday, there's quite a few bank holidays in December.
Yeah.
So we thought we would just, and then of course there's Christmas and New Year, and we didn't want to break it up. It's a lovely flow once people get going and get into the rhythm. So we thought we'd start again in January, which for me is a perfect time. I mean, I think that, you know, this time of year is a time for reflection. People start thinking about, okay, what do I want to do with the next year of my life? Mm. This is a great time.
Yeah, definitely. So have you already got people signed up for the next course? Is there a bit of a queue going on?
Well, we have got people signed up. We have a Spanish course, and we are going to run an English course. So, you know, we want people... the idea when we first did it was we would offer it to the people that had come through and were getting food. And that's really who the people that are coming for. We want to help them get back into work, to build their confidence. But we also want to offer it to people generally, because it is... such a great course. We have a wonderful mentor called Monty, who is like an inspirational speaker. You know, I can't speak more highly of him. He's such a great inspirational speaker. And he breaks down life goals, putting them into, you know, week by week steps to achieve what you want to achieve. And so I think it's a great course for everybody to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the whole heart of Collective Calling is that we help each other. And so we want to be able to run a Spanish course and an English course.
Wonderful. And is there any cost involved?
No cost at all.
I'd hope not, but yes. I thought I have to ask the question.
No, there's no cost at all.
Wonderful.
No, there is no cost at all. And, you know, some of the people on the course are getting food. Some of them aren't. Some of them don't need it, but they just have a real heart to invest in themselves and to take the opportunity to really, you know, feed themselves for the next, you know, section of their life, this next season, and really decide what they want out of life and put into it. I think COVID's made us all reflect a bit more.
Yeah. Oh, but I mean, it really, it sounds like it's open to so many different types of people.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily need to be anyone that's been impacted by COVID at all. Just people that are having a bit of a struggle, feeling a bit low, you know, suffering a bit mental health wise or financially or whatever. And just could do with a bit of a kind of pick-me-up or something like that, yeah?
Yeah, and also I think, I mean, I don't know about you, but I am just, I'm so... I love the life coaching element of life, if we can put it that way. You know, I think that we can all be given tools to achieve our goals and our dreams. And some people don't know how to be encouraged or how to plan out how they're going to achieve what they want to achieve in life. But also there are some people who are great encouragers, and actually they would like to come and be part of the program and encourage others. And sometimes people grow during that as well. So anyway, that's I love the program.
I understand why, I mean it sounds great.
It's a great program.
So for anyone listening who would like to be involved in any way, shape or form, what should they do?
Okay, so just to make it easy, if you go to collectivecalling.org, www.collectivecalling.org, you can write to info@collectivecalling.org, and you can write to me, Jackie@collectivecalling.org, but my name is spelled a bit oddly, so I will just say write to info. Make it easy for everybody. You can remember that. So.
Fantastic.
And we would love, you know, people who just have a passion for making the next year great. to get in touch.
Yes. I just had a message from someone saying, sorry, missed the beginning. What does it say? What is the programme and where?
Okay. The programme is called Inspiring Futures. And we just want to inspire people's futures and help you really to inspire your futures. The programme is in San Pedro, Monday and Wednesday from 10 till 12, twice a week for 9 weeks. And it's free of charge.
Yes.
And you are very welcome.
And just to clarify, it's San Pedro de Alcantara on the Costa del Sol.
Yes.
Because we've got people listening all over.
So oh, yes, San Pedro de Alcantara.
San Pedro del Pinatar on in the Costa Blanca. So just to make sure it's not that one.
Yes.
And this person, again, missed the beginning of our chat because they've said, what is collective calling? So quick summary on that again. Okay. Would you please?
Collective calling is a local NGO. We are a charity based in San Pedro de Alcantara. And our heart really is to help people who were struggling with food primarily. And so over the past few years, we've helped many people with food packages, whether they're low income or whether they're homeless. And we also have a Centre of Hope in Tanzania where we've helped street children to get their lives back. And so for more information, go to www.collectivecalling.org.
yes, absolutely. This person who's messaging is saying, thank you very much, sounds really interesting.
Oh, thank you, person who's messaging.
Yes. And that they said any evenings, so again, if they get in touch with you,
yeah, please do. I mean, we're looking at timings at the moment. So if it's going to be an evening, we might do that.
Okay.
You know, I think that is just the heart, is to help as many people as possible. And so we're flexible.
Enough people.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly it.
Great. Okay. info@collectivecalling.org is the email address, or for more information on the charity and all the amazing work they do, collectivecalling.org. Jackie Braithwaite, thank you so much for coming in. It's been lovely to see you, and keep up the great work.
Oh, lovely to see you, Hannah. Thanks for having me.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.